I just thought I heard a small voice crying. Looked again and saw that it was me. I feel like a little boy denying that he fears the night, 'cause he can't see. There are larger thoughts that stop you crying. Don't be scared to search, 'cause you may find fate holds out a candle for your footsteps. Time rolls back the shadows of your mind. It's a
Kama, I love you. You always have my back. You're really amazing. You're the best partner I could imagine.
Come on. Thomas Paine Podcast. What's happening out there, folks? Another day to tackle the news, to analyze the news, and here we are. And there's a lot of things going on. I say that every day because it's true, and we try to keep to the truth on this platform, this show, on the Paine.tv platform and the Paine.tv app. And we're going to take a little stroll down through that hallway of those what's going on there in a moment. But, you know, I was just reading before we came on. How about a little music here? And Neil Young is out, of course, trying to flex his muscle. He's not going to win any beauty contests. We know that. But he's got a lot of good songs and a solid performer and writer in his own right, so to speak. But tends to get a little political. I just have to laugh thinking about some of the songs Neil Young has, and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and whoever was in the band. Well, they were battling heroin addictions, etc. That's okay. They can preach to us, though, right? Let me set the lights. They can preach to us about politics and life. Everybody's an expert when you're doped the fuck up on heroin. Everybody's a closet psychologist, closet lawyer. Same old cruise in the curbside crawl. But it's heating up out there. It's getting hot. Speaking of that, it's getting hotter than Hunter Biden's crack spoon. So Neil Young is telling Spotify to skate away. They'll skate away from dire straits. If they don't dump Joe Rogan, then they can't have Neil Young's music. Oh, boy. What an ultimatum. And I'm looking at some of Neil Young's music just for the hell of it. Some incendiary tunes for sure. It's amazing as somebody who wrote Ohio, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, you know, about the students getting gunned down at Kent State. And basically, it's a song that rails appropriately about the government. And you think about it, what happened to these fucking hippies? Other than they probably burned out their entire brains and things like that. But what happened to these hippies in the 60s? And baby boomers out there, maybe you can answer the question. Maybe you've gone fucking full bullshit too. What happened to you folks, man? You know, the counterculture, oh man, we can't. The government, the CIA, the government, man. Make love, not war. This whole crowd. And then since the 60s, you didn't trust the government one fucking bit. Been railing about the government. And now all of a sudden, in 2020, oh, it's trust the government. What? The fuck are you people? Like, who are you? It's your place. I have it right here. Who are you? Maybe we'll play that. Maybe it's time for you to skate the fuck away and get your head out of your asses. How do you go from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s, you know, 2010 and up, and then all this not trusting the government, railing against the government, keep an eye on the government. You go from a weather underground mentality to, hey, line up and take your jabs. Listen to the government. What happened to you people? Oh, I'll tell you what happened. You got brainwashed by professionals. All those folks you were railing about for decades, they played you. And you're too brainwashed or brain dead to see it. And I'll say this again. You're fucking everything up out here for us. Neil Young and your whole bunch of fucking burnouts. You can actually pen a song like Ohio and then be out there saying, if you don't cancel this guy, you can't play my music. Oh, are you going to take your ball and go home? It's not an eight ball, is it? Because don't you know, folks out there, don't you know that these folks in Hollywood, the silver screen, and in music, they were just chosen by the Lord Almighty. A lucky lot, not only financially, but just bestowed on this earth to tell you how to live, what to do, how to think, where to go, what needle to put in your body. Out of your fucking mind, these people. I'll tell you that right now. And other great hits. Neil Young, Cinnamon Girl. I wonder what that's about. I want to live with a cinnamon girl. Oh, that's a big hit. That's a big hit on prom night. What? I mean, if we're going to do this, right? I don't give a shit. What song? I like Brown Sugar. I like whatever. If the song's good. I'm not saying cancel the song, but let's do a little exercise. Think about how fucked up everything would be if we just had to cancel entire history of the country and of the world because it doesn't agree with you. Well, you can do that anytime you want. That's why houses have closets and crawl spaces. And you're free to go and live there. And no one will bother you. I mean, technically. If it's not your house, it could present a problem. I'm sure that wouldn't stop a lot of you hobos from trying out. But, okay, Southern Man. Right? Neil Young and Crazy Horse. A song is fucking making fun of people in the South. We'll play it. We'll play some of these. I mean, if Neil Young is pissed off about music and talking about vaccines and things like that, well, we can. We're licensed to play his music. We'll play some songs just to rub it in. Ohio, right? Fantastic lyrics, great story, anti-government rant. And all of a sudden, what happened, Neil? Now you're the man. Now you want to cancel people because they don't agree with you? I mean, what happened to these fucking hippies? They were cool for a while, right? The Neil Youngs, Bobby fucking Weir, who we did work for, my group, bodyguard work, etc. Spent time with Mr. Weir. Wasn't like this. It's fucking laid back. He was stoned. I mean, these guys got really good weed and other things. Won't perhaps get into. Real top grade stuff. What happened to these guys? I just want to know. I literally want to know. What the fuck happened? Is this something that happens when you're 65, 70? Because I'm coming up on that. And I just can't think of waking up, getting out of bed, and I'm just a whole different person. Everything I thought for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years plus has been reversed. And now I think completely different. Trust the government. Trust the man. You see what that is getting us as a country and as a world. A lot of sick people out there. You fucking rock stars. Sit the fuck... It doesn't matter. It's like you're talking to like a piece of sheetrock, right? They don't get it. And the ones that do are not allowed to say that they do. Let me look this up real quick. I just remember this. The Young Bucks told me here that Neil Young is married to Daryl Hannah. I mean, what? How does that even make any sense? Okay, so it's interesting because the Young Bucks, their play today was, yeah, and he's married to Daryl Hannah, who was a big star in the 80s and 90s. I'm like, I know who she is. But they don't know who she is. Like, they do the background on Neil Young. And I said, okay, that's interesting because he's got money, he's got fame, he's got talent, he's got a pretty wife, right? More than pretty wife, some people would say. And he's still fucking an asshole. What?
You're a real crumb bum. You're a crumb creep coward.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. So you can rail about the girl. See, this is what kills me about people, too. It's very interesting. Very interesting. I see people like this all the time, these weather vane types. You build a career on counterculture and railing about the government and about injustices and things like that. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're part of the fucking problem. You're part of the establishment. We see this with like Bruce Springsteen and all these guys. That's why This show is interesting because we blend music into it. And more often than not, what do we have? What did you do to my life, Neil Young? Well, we'll get to that. How about this one? I hope Mr. Young doesn't get mad we're playing his music. That would be bad. What's he talking about? That's inappropriate. You see, if we play this game, it's endless. Endless stupidity. An endless circle, synergistic nightmare of stupidity. And it's lowbrow, and it's low class, and it's low intellect. Let's cancel everybody we don't agree with. Okay, there's a place for that. It's called the rest of the world. Maybe Mr. Young. Maybe Daryl Hannah can put on her fucking... her mermaid fin from Splash, and they can swim their ass over to Australia, where this is largely the accepted way of life now. Anyone you don't agree with gets stuffed in a camp. The other thing, too, it's just Bruce and all these things. Bruce now has his podcast with Obama, so he thinks he's fucking... he thinks he's next. Bruce thinks he's next to have his face on Mount Rushmore. Because he's got a podcast with Bruce and with Obama, and he sold out because Obama's saying, yeah, Clarence, man, you know, the black sax player, he was jamming, and your fans were cheering, but you know, secretly they want to call, if they saw him in a bar, they would call him the n-word. And Bruce is like, yeah, you're right, you know, that's a good point. I would have said, you're out of your fucking mind. Clarence Clements owned a bar in Red Bank, New Jersey. And people came and went, white, black, Puerto Rican. Top stars getting their start and stuff. He owned it for a couple years. And they have financial problems. People made you rich. You show no respect. You have no respect for the people who got you. That's what's maddening. You got Cinnamon Girl, you got... what about this one, Southern Man? This is not like, you know, anti-redneck, that kind of thing. There's a lot of people in the South.
Southern Man, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good book says. Southern Change.
How is that not offensive? I mean, okay, let's play the game. Let's play the Neil Young game, the new home board game. Everybody can play this at home, right? Imagine, just imagine being in this mentality, being this fucking petty and small out there. Every time somebody says something, you want to cancel them, right? Let's play the Neil Young home game. Now your crosses are burning fast, Southern Man. I saw cotton and I saw black, tall white mansions and little shacks. Southern Man, when will you pay them back? I heard screaming and bullwhips cracking. How long, how long, how? I'd say, you know, if you want to go back in history, Neil, 600,000 plus lives in the Civil War, I'd say both sides paid back. And I'd say if you knew your history, dummy, if you weren't out there in California, whatever the fuck you're doing out there with Daryl Hannah. I still don't understand. It's more proof. It's more proof that for your kids out there that might be ugly as hell, there's more proof that they could still marry up, way up. If Neil Young had any brain, he'd understand the importance of the South, the United States, with the industries a post-Civil War. I mean, no, it's all about, you know, they're just racist. Well, one thing this song did create, and here's my point. This stupidity, the whole cancel culture and the wokeness. Now you can write about songs, whatever you want, right? But you're also free. We're free to put you under a microscope, and I'll play the songs just to piss you off. Because if you don't like Joe Rogan playing them, talking about different things and his right to do that, then you simply don't understand the same rights that allow you to be a performer and write what you want to write. Write about rednecks, racist hillbillies in the South, right? Racist rednecks who burn crosses and, you know, need to pay back the black man for their atrocities. Or Ohio, where you rail against the government. Or Cinnamon Girl, what's that? I mean, what's Cinnamon Girl about? A girl who sells fucking spices? I don't think so. You understand? We could do this all day long. All day long. But there's always good things that come out of dummies and bad things. And the whole cancel culture can also create good things. If you let it. You don't want to get sucked into this. It's a vortex you can't come out of because it can go on forever. We go back through history, right? Let's tear down statues. Okay, great. You tore down all the statues from the Civil War in different places. How has your life improved? Has your life improved? No. The same idiots now that you worship in Washington that you would build a fucking monument to right now, Biden's, anybody, name anybody, Schumer, Pelosi, anybody. I saw it done with Devin Nunes. He's on our side. I said, you people are fucking dumb. You're dumb. And you're silly. How have they improved your life? But let's tear down some statues. You understand what I'm saying? So this can go on forever. But there are good things to come. And from this song came this. This was the answer to being called a southern hillbilly redneck racist cross-burning, you know, guy who lives in a mansion and the blacks live in shacks and stuff. Which I think it's lowbrow. It really is lowbrow. Are you singing about something that happened in the 1800s? Because it doesn't come off that way. And certainly you're not singing about it. But you get this song as an answer.
1, 2, 3. Turn it up.
A southern man don't need him around anymore. Anyhow. Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so it's very interesting to see how these things play out. What my point is, what happened to these? And not just these hippies and these stars or whatever of the same age. How old's Neil Young? I mean, he's not a young guy, right? Let's look it up. What happened to these people who were fighting the government for so long? Right? Okay. Of course, Neil Young is a Canadian-American. We know that. So, he's 76, born in 45. Married to Daryl Hannah in 2018. his third wife. Guy could write a song. Guy can play some music. He said, they can have Joe Rogan or Young. Neil Young wrote in a letter to his manager and label, not both. Young demands Spotify remove his music over false information about vaccines. What false information? I just want to know what happened to these fucking badasses. These guys were, I mean, they really made a big difference. In the 60s and early 70s, you know, railing against Vietnam and stuff and many other things. And they've been doing it their entire life. What happened? We flipped the switch. They became fucking robots. Not just Neil Young. Entire generation. The baby boomers sold the fuck out. Now, I'm not painting everybody with a broad stroke here. I'm saying the counterculture, what happened to these guys? Haight and Ashbury and San Francisco, that whole scene. Right? Professor O'Leary. Sit-ins. Storming fucking government buildings. When Reagan was governor of California, there was storming university buildings. I mean, when there was atrocity. I mean, Hendrix was playing Berkeley and there were riots in the fucking street. The counterculture, right? It's just a small sample. They wanted the government to change. And they had too much, government had too much control. It's authoritarian, keeping the man down, sending good guys to war, young kids, young American kids to war for somebody else's war. Okay, those are valid points. Now you're lining up and telling people, hey, we played Neil Young's got a song, A Needle and the Damage Done. Oh, you think so? So now you want your music off Spotify? I think Spotify's probably going to side with Rogan. Rogan makes him a lot more money than Neil fucking Young. One of the young bucks here today said, I said, give me some stuff on Neil Young, you know. Pull a couple songs, check the roll, see what we can play. He said, is he dead finally? I mean, he's looked like he's been dead for a long time and no one told him. That's an old Don Rickles line. Maybe you end up a little bit like this when you get old. You know, you fought the man for so long, you just surrender. Is that what? I'll never fucking surrender, I'll tell you that. Fuck that. I haven't trusted these assholes since I was a little kid. Living in the hood. I saw what they're all about. There's never going to come a time in my life where I fucking side with them. Unless there's some kind of major regime change. And revolutionaries, and there's a new government, not this ilk. I mean, think about how fucked up you have to be to even side with these guys. The history of killing people. Ohio, one of the greatest songs ever written, counterculture song, is fucking gunning students down in the street. Yeah. Oh, that's bad. I agree. That's worth writing a big song, fantastic song. But killing thousands of people and maiming thousands of people? Of course, I'm saying thousands. That's a journalistic slight. It's hundreds of thousands and probably many more. And millions globally. That's okay. Helpless. These fucking... The woke crew. The woke fucking crew are mentally helpless.
Throwing shadows on our eyes. Leave us helpless, 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 helpless. Helpless.
You take a Don Lemon, you take a Rachel Maddow, you take anybody of that ilk, right? I don't necessarily appreciate the things they say. I certainly don't agree with them. Many of them are based in falsehoods and lies. I still respect the right that they have to say it. It's the same right that I have to say things. And one of the, at least it was, I don't know where we sit anymore, really. One of the footholds of this country, one of the strong foundational beams of this country. But not this crowd. Oh, they don't agree. They don't agree. I'm taking my ball and going home. This is what we've become. A country of fucking pussies. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I'm sorry. I know that's offensive to some people, but there's simply no better way of saying it, so I said it.
Eldridge, get up here. It's some kind of a rock fucking tour.